Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I want to give a pretty firm trigger warning to anybody watching this video. The details that Eric Swalwell's primary accuser lays out during her press conference today are very sickening and are very traumatic. Now, I want to say that I'm very proud Democrats are holding our own accountable, are holding ourselves to a high standard in demanding that he resign. Until Eric Swalwell did resign, he ended his gubernatorial campaign, and he should be done with politics forever. If we were Republicans, we would elevate him to the highest echelon of the party, so I think that is worth saying. On the other hand, I want to highlight what the accuser lays out here. I want to talk about the numerous videos that we've gotten that have leaked, and then Senator Ruben Gallego's response. Ruben Gallego and Eric Swalwell are very, very close friends, or I guess they were before this happened. So close that their kids go to the same like sports camps together. Their families are very intertwined. So reporters began asking, you really didn't know about any of these accusations. And Ruben Gallego is able to explain himself. I'm personally of the opinion at this very moment that Ruben Gallego was being genuine and was giving very genuine rational explanations here. But of course, there are differing interpretations. Make sure you drop a like, leave a comment yourself. Most importantly, if you want to help us build our team and continue to push Mockler Media forward, hit the subscribe button below. It genuinely helps independent media. And listen, I've covered Donald Trump, his sexual assault allegations, the Epstein files so relentlessly that I probably made hundreds of videos. I've done debates about them. This is one of the few videos where I've covered a Democratic scandal. I really don't do that on this channel often because there aren't many that are worth covering. Most of the time it's nothing burgers like Biden slipped up or said something dumb. But in this case, everything that is happening right now is wild. So Eric Swalwell's main accuser gives a press conference. Then in response, Ruben Gallego comes out and clears up his own name. Let's start off with the accuser and we'll go from there.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died. I did not consent to any sexual activity, although I did not undergo a rape kit. At the time, I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me. I also recorded these events in my handwritten calendar. The assault and its impact were later documented during my therapy sessions at a sexual assault center in Connecticut. It had a profound impact on my mental health. I self-medicated in an unhealthy way. I did not want to live anymore. I cried all the time for years. At the time, I was in a dating relationship with a boyfriend I was fully committed to. I've never cheated in my life, and I would never have engaged in a consensual sexual encounter with Eric Swalwell.
This is incredibly sickening. I do not care what side of the aisle you're on. If you are using your power to abuse people, if you're abusing people, period, if you're a bad person, if you're a scumbag, you should be called out. And obviously, that goes for Republicans as well. That shouldn't need to be said. Like Tony Gonzalez, Republican representative from Texas, who needs to resign immediately. He slept with a staffer who then killed herself by lighting herself on fire, and he hasn't been held accountable. If Tony Gonzalez doesn't resign immediately, Representative Teresa will file this resolution to expel him. Good. We need to hold both sides accountable. I am so sick of this asymmetric battlefield in which Democrats will constantly hold our own accountable, which we should. We should hold our own accountable and hold ourselves to high standards, but then the Republicans get to walk all over that constantly. Ruben Gallego is having to give a press conference to answer for his friendship with somebody who is a, like, alleged rapist, right? The actual president himself is a legitimate rapist, and he doesn't have to answer for this on a daily basis. Just listen to Ruben Gallego in this first segment where he starts to get asked about his connection to Swalwell, and he says, Swalwell lied to all of us.
I called this today because there's just a lot of rumors going around about me, about my family. And, you know, unfortunately, this is not the first time. I had to deal with the same BS in 2024 and 2023 when they ran millions and millions of dollars of smears against me, lied about my family, and it's the same damn people again. Carrie Lake, Chris La Civita, bunch of political operatives they couldn't do in 2024, trying to do again in 2026. So I want to make a couple of things very clear. Number one, Eric Swalwell lied to all of us. He lied to the most powerful people in this country. And they trusted him. They trusted him with some of the most sensitive spots in our government, whether it was on Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, impeaching Donald Trump. And that clouded my judgment, my friendship with him, our family's friendship together with him, clouded my judgment. And I was wrong. I deeply, deeply regret that. The women that came forward are courageous, and they still deserve justice.
Just to pause for 1 second, the reason why people are mad at Senator Gallego to give their strongest argument, they claim that because Gallego was the campaign manager for Swalwell's 2019 to 2020 presidential run, that Gallego must have known about all of the rumors floating around because, you know, if you're running as someone's campaign manager, you're going to know about the opposition research of them. So Ruben Gallego may, I really can't tell. He seems very genuine and empathetic here. Either way, I think it's important this investigation is playing out. And I think it's important to point out the double standards before I continue. Eric Swalwell resigned 48 hours after the scandal broke. Al Franken was forced out by the Democratic Party. People like Bob Menendez, Henry Cuellar, Eric Adams, they were all prosecuted under Joe Biden's DOJ. Republicans repeatedly protect their own time and time again. Tony Gonzalez had his scandal break months ago where his staffer lit herself on fire. He's still in Congress. Republicans were asked if he should resign. They said no. Mike Johnson protected Matt Gaetz. There's Trump himself. There's Howard Lutnick. There's Jeffrey Epstein. Trump is the one who wanted to pardon even Democrats like Eric Adams. Trump wants to make sure that if you are a man in power, in the highest echelons of power, you can get off no matter what charges you're on or anything. At least Democrats are holding our own accountable. At least we're having these genuine discussions, genuinely being transparent about this. You can't fault them for that.
But to be clear again, I also had no knowledge of predatory behavior, sexual assault, or harassment. And unfortunately, right now, the same people that are attacking me in 2024 are using this horrible situation that's been thrown upon these women, thrown upon Eric Swalwell's family, and using this as an excuse to politically attack me, lie about me, and lie about my family. And I will not take that lightly.
It continues in this next clip when he gets asked by the reporters if he'd release his text messages.
Release any text messages you had with Eric Swalwell to prove your innocence here?
Anybody that asks, or anybody, any legal, you know, proceedings that need it, will get whatever they want, without a doubt.
You'll release all your evidence?
Yeah, any legal proceedings, the ethics interviews, or if there's a subpoenas or anything else, legal proceedings, anything else, if you get sued, we'll release everything without...
Hey, that's better than Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi is currently not releasing anything. She's ducking the subpoena that Congress had against her. Gallego then says, when there were rumors going around a couple weeks ago, I asked him and he lied to me. This man led a double life. I mean, to be honest, I didn't realize the extent of the problem until the full article dropped with all of the evidence. So there were rumors floating around online, but the rumors that were floating around online, if you were following, were very vague. It was like, something's gonna drop. He was Snapchatting somebody and there's a big story coming. So I didn't quite know what to expect, what was legit, until the actual CNN article dropped and they said they verified text messages, pregnancy kit, STD kit, all happening after this. And now, of course, it's all very, very real.
He lied to me. He knew that I just came off a very, very hard campaign for 2 years where they lied about me and my family for 2 years. He manipulated me to have the same sentiment that I was having back in the day and used as an opportunity to move me to defend him.
How did you not know about the allegations, though, considering you chaired his presidential campaign? Wouldn't some of this have come up? Some of those allegations predated when he ran for office.
Again, this man led a double life. He lied to us. He lied to his family, lied to his constituents. Some of the most powerful people in this country, you know, even before he ran, he was trusted with some you know, positions that normally we would never think someone like this could do if they're leading that double life. And again, I was manipulated, I was lied to, and everyone else was too.
I mean, listen, I think when we compare this to Republican scandals, I think it's important to just draw this comparison one more time. Matt Gaetz was protected by Mike Johnson for months while there was an ethics investigation ongoing into him Venmoing 17-year-olds and sleeping with them, allegedly. There was an investigation ongoing. Mike Johnson blocked it. Mike Johnson blocked the release of the Epstein file reports. And Ruben Gallego is being so transparent here. I'm going to leave it there, but everything is blowing up right now. Donald Trump is currently absolutely ruining our reputation abroad, and the gas prices of everything domestically. Democrats are clearly getting their stuff together right now, but you know what? You know what I'm going to say? This is for the better. I do not want to live in America where people like Eric Swalwell rise to the highest echelons of politics. I do not want to live in an America where sociopathic, narcissistic, manipulating grifters are allowed just because they have a D next to their name. I was, you know, fine with Eric Swalwell 2 months ago before I heard about any of these rumors or anything, right? But now I'm more than happy with saying goodbye. What a piece of shit. We're better off without him. We're going to build towards a better country without him. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.